Not at all. I mean, our delegates and the people that are coming to this convention, they know that that conventions like this are for getting the troops ready for next year. So they're coming here to learn some of the new systems that we have, some of the new strategy. There's a lot of education that's going to happen. They're going to get to meet each other from the different counties, talk about their successes from last year, maybe kind of share trade secrets on how they did things. Some folks have been using different methods for getting out there and getting the vote out, and other counties are going to be able to hear about those successes. We might have had success in a smaller county, and some of the things that they've done may translate to bigger counties and vice versa. So I think our people, they know that come next year, they're going to have plenty of time to see the candidates, and it's going to be one long year of presidential politics. One of the things that they're going to see are a lot of their state elected officials, both congressional all the way down to municipal elected officials as well. So those are the people that make decisions that affect their lives every single day. They'll be around the convention. They'll be a part of it. So there's going to be plenty of political folks in the building.
Mitch, let me ask you this. There was a Quinnipiac poll that came out yesterday that indicated that this whole battle between the state and national party regarding the delegates and having the early primary, the Quinnipiac poll said that 22% of independent voters were less likely to vote for a Democrat because of the DNC decision. Do you take that to heart? Do you take that seriously? And if so, do you think there's actually going to be some fallout from this little Democratic Party people like yourself say is this an insider thing? But obviously, some of the public is paying attention to this.
I think that this is a lot of inside baseball. Most of the voters that don't do this or think about elections every single day, we live in a bubble, so our perception of the world is a lot different. When you talk to the regular voters in general, they might be thinking about this for a little. 22% isn't that high. Most people, come time next November, this is going to be such a distant memory. Most people won't even remember what happened, what this is all about. Frankly, most people don't even understand what's happening right now anyway. And quite honestly, when there's talk of your vote not counting, on January 29th, the voters of Florida are going to vote. It's going to matter. The rest of the world is going to see how Florida voted. That's why you vote in a primary. So that at the end of election day, there are going to be candidates, there's going to be voting results. All the news stations from your station all the way up to CNN and some of the national stations are going to report the election results. Everybody around the country are going to see those election results. And that's what it means to be an early, to have influence in the elections, is to show your vote and what it means. So our votes will count, and people are going to realize that. And come next November in 08, nobody's going to really talk about this at all, and all they're going to talk about is that one candidate who's going to be the better choice, and we are going to have a Democratic president come 2008.